Welcome to the Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show, presented by Hugh Hattrick in association with its Orlando Time Facebook page, trusted, acknowledged and respected. Hello and welcome to Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show. Now, we had a bit of a week off last week as it was a quiet news week in terms of what was happening at Disney and Orlando. But this week there has been some moves and some reopenings, so I thought I would go into some of the details that were available to keep your mind on the dream of Orlando and the wonderful Sunshine State. I hope you're all well and you've been staying away from any viruses and staying healthy and well and looking forward to getting back on track with all things Orlando. And a special welcome to all of our listeners from the It's Orlando Time Facebook page. It's great to have you with us, and please send us a comment or subscribe to the show and recommend it to your friends who are also in It's Orlando Time and who are Orlando fans, and that can help us to grow the channel. Now, one of the first things that caught my eye, and this is from Theme Park Tourist, is three important policy changes now in effect at Disney Springs. Now, this was just done yesterday, so it means that today, which is the 19th of May when this is released, Disney Springs will be officially reopened in a very limited capacity, as a number of third-party shopping and dining locations like Chicken Guy, Blaze Pizza, Planet Hollywood, Earl of Sandwich, The Polite Pig, Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill, the SDK Orlando and the Wine Bar George and other favourites will begin to welcome guests once again for the first time since March. Now, first of all, guests have to agree to a risk of illness and death from COVID-19 by visiting Disney Springs. It's nothing like an American contract, is it? To make you laugh, they always tell you what could be the worst things that might happen. Now, liability statements are nothing new, and by visiting a theme park, you assume certain risks, which are often spelled out in fine print that no one reads on their way into the theme parks and on the back of the theme park tickets. However, while most language in liability statements are designed in such a way to prevent frivolous lawsuits, there are instances where serious incidents have happened inside Disney parks. And it now looks like, thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic, that Disney has updated their liability statement to include much stronger language. Now, here we have it exactly as to what they're going to say. And I quote this from the tourist guide. An inherent risk of exposure to COVID-19 exists in any public place where people are present. And COVID-19 is an extremely contagious disease that can lead to severe illness and death. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, senior citizens and guests with underlying medical conditions are especially vulnerable. By visiting Walt Disney World Resort, you voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to COVID-19. Well, at least they're telling you and making it pretty clear as to what can happen if you do go. And of course, the parks are really only open to Orlando citizens or people from America at the moment, because you're not really able to fly across, certainly not from Britain, and I wouldn't have thought that's going to change for a little while yet. But at least you know that things are beginning to open up. So let's see what's the next major movement in Orlando. Now, one of the key things that you have to do when you visit Disney Springs is to wear a mask, and that's during the entire visit to the shopping and dining district, obviously except when eating. If a guest does not have a face covering, Disney has said that they may be able to provide a temporary mask, but such a measure is not guaranteed and guests could be turned away if you don't have one. Certainly from the videos I've seen, everyone's had their own masks and made sure that they were on as much as possible and only took them off when they were eating. Now, the big rival for Disney is, of course, Universal. And Universal City Walk is reopening this week with limited hours, and it also requires masks and temperature checks. And I forgot to say actually that they are doing temperature checks at Disney as well. But these are the venues that look like they will be opening. It's going to be things like Auntie Annie's Pretzels, Bubba Gump Shrimp Co. Restaurant and Market, Jimmy's Buffet, Margaritaville, which is outside seating and Lone Palm area only, the Red Oven Pizza Bakery, Voodoo Donut, Hart and Huntington To-Do Company, that's to be the retail side only, and Universal Studios Store, and select merchandise carts, as well as Hollywood Drive-In Golf. So, if you're planning on visiting any of these locations, there are a few things you should know before heading out. Masks will be required for all team members and guests. So, when you visit Universal City Walk, you'll have to wear a mask during the entire visit to the theme park. If you don't have a face covering, Universal has said they will provide a complimentary disposable one for use during their visit and will also have face coverings available for purchase. Temperature checks will be required at the entrance. So in addition to the mask wearing requirement, Universal has said that temperature checks for all visiting guests will be required upon arrival, and any guest with a temperature reading of 100.4 degrees or greater will not be admitted to Universal City Walk. Likewise, all team members will also undergo temperature checks, and those with a temperature of 100.4 degrees or greater will not be permitted to work. Now, of course, that has been taken from the Theme Park Tourist Information Guide, just in case you're wondering. So, but at least it shows you that they are beginning to open and things are also being helped along. I know that in the federal government in America are trying to do their very best to get things up and running. So we'll see and keep you informed as to what new places will be opening as soon as we can. Now, it wouldn't be Hattrick's Orlando Holiday Guide podcast show without our famous two-week weather forecast. So we might not be over there in the Sunshine State, but just thinking about how nice it is across there might just help us to think positive as we get on with these difficult times back here in the UK and over in Europe. Now, today it is 33 degrees, with a high of 33 and a low of 20, which is rather nice, actually, with a sunshine and with a wee bit of cloud, but looking pretty good. And pretty much it's to be like that for the next few days. In fact, it's going up to 35 degrees by Thursday, right the way through until coming down a little bit on Saturday with the possibility of thunderstorms. But it's looking pretty decent right into next week with 31 on Monday. And then as we carry on right the way through that week, it goes back up to 32 and 33. So really, it's going to be a very nice time. The odd couple of days possibility of thunderstorms, but you always get that in Orlando. But it's a nice time to be away. It's a pity we can't be there, but for the guys who are living in Orlando and who are in the United States and are heading across to go back to the theme parks, it's probably rather a nice time to go. It's pretty hot, but it's something you kind of expect when you get to Orlando. So fine weather, with the prospect of some thunderstorms here and there, but most days it's looking pretty good for the next couple of weeks. Now, just before we go, if you head off to my website, which is www.shoehattrick.com, I was going to forget that there, how could I possibly do that? You can still get a copy of my guide, which is being updated, and very soon it is going on to Audible. So if you're a member of Audible, you can get one of those for your free membership. I'll have more details on that in the coming weeks, so make sure you check on to the website, and also we've got our Facebook page as well. But again, thanks to everyone from the It's Orlando Time Facebook page for joining the show, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to it. So have a great week, and we'll speak to you soon. Bye just now.